Because the life we touch today could very well be the soul that can stay tomorrow.
Amen.
Point number one. The importance of our influence entails understanding our duty as people of God. The importance of our influence entails understanding our duty as people of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, the Bible says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him of who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Church, God has chosen each and every one of us to be His chosen people. We are a special people because we belong to God. And as God's chosen people, we have a duty to spread our influence over to everyone whom we meet. We have a duty to tell everybody what thus says the Lord, whether they like it or not. Because let me tell you, the world's influence is spreading to our children now. The world's influence is seeping into children's television now. The world's influence is seeping into our family time. There was a time you could sit down and watch something on, something like The Cosby Show. Like right now, I'm on a 227 binge on Hulu. Because I can't even stand with what's on TV right now anymore. Give me those old classic shows like The Cosby Show, 227, and the like. The world influence is seeping in bit by bit. Shouldn't we as people of God, shouldn't the church have its turn to influence those to do the right thing instead of going with the status quo?
Amen.
We as people of God, there was a time where we were lost and someone brought us to the light.
Amen.
And we should be willing to do the same. I know there are days where we miss the mark sometimes. And yes, we may miss the opportunity to share Christ with someone. But guess what? That should not stop us from trying with the next person we come into contact with. There were times when we didn't know the Lord, once again. There were times when, even when we became Christians, there were some things we didn't understand as God's people. And I'm thankful for those older brothers and sisters who took me under their wing and explained some things to me. How I can walk better, how I can do better. Shouldn't we do the same for one another and for those outside these walls who may not know the Lord?
Yes.
There was a time where we were lost, but God in His infinite wisdom and His love brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And now that we are in His light, we as people of God have a responsibility to maintain our influence for the sake of those of whom we come in contact with. That simply means never allowing ourselves to become re-entangled again to the bondage of sin, Galatians 5 and 1. The Bible tells us that if our thought loses its flavor, or somehow we lose our influence with those who we come to contact with, our influence becomes as useless, or as useful rather, as a car without a motor. And speaking as an IT person, Jason, our influence, if it's being trampled under men, becomes as useless as run code without a comma. And for those, I can't make that point, but so you can understand what I'm coming from. Our influence becomes as useless as shoes without shoelaces. Our influence becomes as useless as a car without gas, without smart clothes, without you name it. If we lose our influence, it's like water losing wetness. We have to be mindful of the walk that we walk in the Spirit of God. This is why it's important that we ask God to help us to maintain our integrity and our influence in these times that we're living in, lest we offend someone. In Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 2, the Bible states that He said to His disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him to whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and they were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of his little ones. That's deep, God. That is deep. Church is very important. It's of the utmost importance that we as people of God carry ourselves with a dignity that reflects God in all times.
Right.
It is important as to how we carry ourselves if we are to show Jesus to a dying world on this time side of life. Because what we do right now matters. Because the world is watching us now even more so than ever to see what we're going to do, what we're going to say, or, once again, what we're not going to do and what we're not going to say. Church, God forbid that we become the cause of someone not accepting Christ. I'm going to let that sit for a minute. God forbid that we become the cause of someone not accepting Christ. Or even worse, Lord help us, and we're the cause of someone who walks away from Christ. If someone, if we're the cause of someone walking away from Christ, and they lose their souls, the Bible tells us that it would be better if a millstone were hung around our neck as we're being thrown into the sea. Now I'm thinking that the force of the millstone hanging around our neck as we're being thrown into the sea would snap our necks. That's my logic. But anyway, that's a horrible way to die. Point is, the consequences of our negligence, church, could be dire if we're not careful. Therefore, church, as we live our lives, let us keep Jesus in the forefront of our minds. Let us renew our minds daily. Let us keep God's word close to our hearts. Let us remain prayerful that we do not fall into temptation and pray that we not be delivered unto the evil one. Let the Spirit of God reign in your hearts, in your minds, my dear brothers and sisters. Let God's authority over you take control, and let his influence become the very influence that we have over others, because the life that we influence for the good could very well become the next soul winner for Jesus.